As a matter of fact, the reason that book looked familiar to me is again, I saw it in Illinois.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
As a matter of fact, I might have even bought it. I often buy it, especially if it had James Dickey's name on it. I might have done it just for that purpose originally.
His book, Deliverance, brought him a lot of attention, good and bad, I guess.
Well, I've been studying Mr. Dickey since he's been doing his poetry. Back a bit before Deliverance. But he did some lectures at a university for a while.
He lectured, you know, at this Humanities Conference that was held here. I'm on this advisory council for the humanities in the university. And this is a project of the group, the humanities group and School of Arts and Sciences.
Okay. What's your age, sir? Your age, sir?
Going on 71. Mm-hmm. Be 71 in September.
Okay. And your religion is Methodist?
Methodist. Still have a little primitive Baptist in me from my grandma Fincher.
It's in Baptist on that side. Now, this community, basically, is it kind of divided along religious lines, or is it together?
No, we're no longer divided. There are some communities where they still seem to be divided, but in this area, we don't attend each other's preaching services as we ought to, but we all work together.
Right.
As far as Baptist and Methodist go, you know, they separate over communion and immersion and sprinkling.
And what was the second term?
Sprinkling.
No, you said immersion?
Immersion.
Oh, immersion.
Yeah,
immersion.
Or sprinkling. Well, that still goes on, but the communion, we unite, join with each other in communion there.
You know, in my family, my grandmothers on my mother's side have all been Methodists. And I was raised Baptist because my father's side was, grandparents were all Baptist.
Yeah.
And it goes along the family lines in our family.
Well, I was brought up and lived until recent years believing that any nun would be a Methodist and a Democrat. Well, as I began to get into this history, I discovered that we had a lot of Baptists. And then I discovered in the last very few years we've got Presbyterians.
Uh-huh.
Which surprised me, because I don't think any of our people came from Scotland, so I think we just got in, maybe like you did in your case.
Right. Okay. What's your educational level, sir? How far did you go in education?
Well, I simply finished a BS formally. And then I did night school work in Birmingham after I'd gone to work with the Progressive Farmer Company in journalism, and then in 59, the university here, Auburn University, conferred on me the honorary doctor of science degree.
Okay. And I know, well, you're obviously active in the Historic Society, but you're a member of various other community organizations or social groups?
Yeah, too many, I think. Belong to the, in the historical field, American State Association of, what is that exact title? AASLH? Oh, sure. Well, anyway, it's the Association of State Historical Societies and related groups, headquarters in Nashville. And then, of course, it belonged to the Heritage Association, which is an Auburn-based group, and the State Historical Association, and Southern Historical Association. And haven't gone farther than that, really. I've been invited into a number of them. I do belong to the Newcomen Society in North America.
Newcomen?
Mm-hmm.